I want to try and help as much as possible, whatever be that be, to make sure that Truro City is still playing at Truro Road and is still playing in the particular the standard that it's reached in the last few seasons.
In terms of help there, Steve, clearly we're talking financial help, some kind of bid for the club.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Although that does make me a smile at times, because I think, you know, I would have bid for the club. I don't know. I mean, surely just carpets, curtains and blinds that are there, because there's no other assets. Even the players are on non-contract. So it is really, really very, very difficult to even put a mark or even a price on the club for me.
So in terms of meetings you may have had or may not have had, are you looking to go alone with this, or are there other interested parties who've coalesced around you? What's the lay of the land in terms of that?
I've had numerous meetings with them now, and I mean, these situations just move slowly. It's been frustrating. I mean, I'll make the point to you that you wouldn't buy a house without doing a survey or finding out whether it's going to be a motorway driven through your front garden in a year's time or whatever. You know, that's what I've been trying to do and find out about the club, and particularly, you know, the people own the land. I mean, we have to get together, the new owners have to get together with them, because there's the lease issues that's on the ground. And it's moving slowly, it is frustrating, but no, I won't go it alone. That is a weakness, as has been proven. If there are other people out there, and I've asked the administrators, if these so-called other interested parties, then let's get together. Let's get together and save the football club.
In terms of your conversations with administrators, have they given you an idea of what you would be looking at? And I'm not talking specifics, but a rough outlay, what you and other potential investors would be looking at spending to save Truro City?
Yes, they have. And with all due respect, I've just sort of like to keep that confidential at the moment as well. But at the last, they have. I have been frustrated about the time about trying to get out to me. What is it that I would have to put down? What is it that to get this information I had to put down? What's maybe just going to come out of the woodwork or out the walls? There's another debt here, and there's another responsibility here that you have to pay. And for me, the concern is the lease with the people who own the land. I've actually spoken to them on a couple of occasions as well. But again, they it's very difficult to get them to come back to you and speak to you, and it's just wheels are moving really, really slowly at the moment.
Steve, for you, in terms of, you mentioned the ground there, is that a deal breaker? If the people who own the ground don't come forward, aren't perhaps more transparent in what you will be buying, essentially, and what your relationship with them will be, would that cause you to walk away from any potential deal if you didn't get that transparency?
Yes, absolutely. We've got to work hand in hand, and at the moment, and you do have to ask yourselves, I'm sticking my neck out here, you do have to yourself thinking, well, you know, what maybe is their agenda? Just what is it? It's all a little bit shrouded in a little bit of mystery, really.
You mentioned that time is running out. I think everyone who follows Truro knows there is this deadline they've set of Tuesday against Bath City. Now, what players have said in the past is they don't need a deal to be done, but they need some kind of financial commitment, perhaps someone offering to pay wages or pay a certain amount up till then. Would you be willing, given the correct assurances from the administrators, to put down a deposit, a guarantee, a bond of some sort, call it what you will, that'll perhaps get the players paid and allow them to carry on as a club until a deal is done?
Oh, that's a blunt question, isn't it? Hear me. There's a lot to speak about and talk about before that would be done. But yes, if that could be done and everything was in place, and there was guarantees and things about it, then of course.
Given the right assurances from the administrators, there would be potential for you to put down a monetary sum that would allow you to extend the window for a deal to be done, provided the right assurances were there from administrators.
Yes.